Harris, Sister. June 13th, 1911. I address Sister Harris and her sister. I greatly desire that God's people shall act according to the light He has given. This He expects us to do. He holds us responsible for every ray of light He sends and looks to see it reflected in our Christian experience. All through my experience in the work of God, I have kept a record of my experiences and of the instruction God has given me for His people. Thus, when evils have arisen in the church, which had formerly appeared, I could turn to these records and repeat the instruction given at that time, when similar deceptions threatened to work the ruin of some of God's children. Light has been given to meet the fanaticism that is now showing itself. I hope you will follow the light. All who seek the Lord earnestly to know His will be led in straight paths. My work in this cause began when I was only 16 years of age, when I was instructed by God to go to different places and bear the message He had given me. Ways were opened before me that were providential, and devoted women and ministers helped me in the work. The providence of God guided me to Bangor, Maine, where my first testimony against fanaticism was born. The time was directly following the disappointment of 1844, when our people looked for the appearing of the Savior in the clouds of heaven. With the disappointment consequent on the passing of the time, came a species of fanaticism among some of the believers that threatened to work serious evil to the church. I was instructed to lay before these brethren and sisters their danger, and to tell them that the Lord was not guiding them in the course they were taking. As the right way was explained to the believers, the Lord impressed their hearts, and some received the testimony sent and gave up their fanaticism. Convinced of their mistake, they became thoroughly converted and turned from their wrong course to follow fully in the light of truth.